Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling with opinion research on behalf of a client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the local community, sir. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
44.
Thank you so much. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayers.
Thank you, sir. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level, apprentice, finisher, or helper?
Journeyman.
Thank you, sir. And are you currently working at the trade?
At 81 years old? I don't think so.
Oh, I understand. So you're retired?
Yes, I am.
But you're still a member of a union?
Of course. You're a member until you die.
Okay, sir. And how many weeks have you been unemployed when you wanted to work, if any?
How many weeks? I don't know.
Okay.
How many?
And have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past years?
No.
Thank you. Have you ever seriously considered dropping or canceling your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction, more or about the same construction that there was this time last year?
Very few.
Thank you. And what about the union construction? Would you say that there is more, fewer, or about the same?
Probably about the same.
Thank you,
sir. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay. It's okay. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project?
No.
Thank you, sir. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
As a shop steward, yes.
Thank you, sir. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
The way the country's going, very few.
I understand. And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
That's hard to say. Get rid of the politicians and you might get it back.
I understand. And thinking about your work on the job site before, which of the following health or safety hazards were you most concerned about it? Would you say dust and air quality?
No, they took care of it. The union took care of it very good.
Okay, so no real safety concerns?
No.
Okay. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
4 months. I haven't been down there in years.
Thank you. So you haven't participated of any activity like a political canvassing, union organizing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you so much, sir. How often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Do you remember? It was regularly, occasionally, or never?
All I know is I built a lot of schools. Okay.
Understand. And changing the subject a little bit, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from the one you're less likely to get your news. You can choose between newspaper, friends and neighbors, radio.
The BAC.
And that's a cable news or local?
They supply local.
Okay, and what about radio, cable, or local TV news?
No, it's never on.
And what about the internet?
I don't have a computer.
Understand, sir. Well, thank you so much. And what of the following issues matters most to you right now? Could be jobs in the economy, healthcare, environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Well, it has to do with a lot of money, and we don't have it, so you tell me.
It would be the jobs in the economy, I guess.
That's right.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, sir, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you. The Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments of prevailing wages to construction workers. Would you say it is very important, so was important or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is they got more non-union workers than they got union workers. And why?
Understand. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
All I know is that both houses are terrible. They're not doing their jobs the way they're supposed to do.
Okay, so would you say neither?
Neither.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions.
Tell me something. Why do they make cars in different countries instead of just sticking to the United States? Okay? You answer me that question. Why? Why are we giving everything away to different countries?
Understand, sir. So you pretty much support the auto workers, right?
I support them, but they're not going to do any good.
Understand.
Because too much money's going out, and it's not going to us. It's going abroad. Okay?
Understand, sir. And next question, would you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done as president overall?
To me, Joe Biden's one of the worst presidents ever elected.
So okay? Would you say
the best president ever elected was Ronald Reagan? Okay?
Oh.
Why don't they do what he did? They don't do that. Why?
Understand.
You understand? Yeah. We had the best work position going when he was in office. And right now we have one of the worst.
Understand.
And do you... All those migrants, where are they going to work? Or are they just going non-union and work for $2 an hour? Okay? So the whole problem is money. That's the problem.
Sir. And, sir,
do
you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
I don't like Congress at all. They've been terrible for years. Okay? All they care about is making more and more money for the government. Not for the people.
Understand. And are you registered to vote?
What?
Are you registered to vote?
Why, what? I don't understand.
Are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes, I am. I always will be.
Okay, so in the next November 2024 elections, you are most certain to vote, probably vote, or will not vote?
I gave up voting years ago because everything turned worse.
Understand.
Nothing is going the way it should.
Thank you,
sir. Voting for? That's the problem. Who are you going to vote for is going to be any good?
Understand.
I haven't seen one in there in years.
Oh, okay, sir. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden would never get in for my vote. Okay.
So will you say you will vote
anybody
for Donald Trump or? Okay.
He's too old. Why don't they have? You know how old he is. Why is he still in office? Why don't they put an age limit on it?
I understand. And do you find useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career,
okay,
job opportunity?
The paper that I get from the union hall. Mm-hmm. All it does is give information about different other states other than New Jersey. New Jersey has the worst working system going. Nothing's being built. They haven't built anything that I know of around where I live in years. Okay? So you tell me what's good. Everything that's being built is abroad or it's going to be in different countries. So you tell me what's good.
Understand, sir. And turning back to the VAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union?
I really don't know. I haven't gotten involved in it in years.
Oh,
I don't do any of that anymore.
Okay. And how could the union best improve its representation in your own words?
How would they improve? Get more workers and get more work and stop giving all the work out to non-union members. Okay? That's the problem. They have never solved the problem of non-union jobs. There are more non-union jobs than there are anything else.